for us, I mean, we've taken this day, the 25th of May, it's Africa Day. We decided to do our solidarity march on the 25th of May, you know, looking at where the president, Comrade Arajim Kabe, has taken us from, where we are now and where we are going. We are appreciating the leadership and the vision of His Excellency, who has led the country to the next level of independence through overseeing the revolutionary redistribution of the basic means of production. So the ZANU-PF Youth League is basically saying that legacy has got to be celebrated. That legacy has got to be something that we need each and every young person here in Zimbabwe to look up to. And also, the ZANU-PF Youth League is not blind to the realities of what is happening in the country. We are saying we need to mobilize for the economic empowerment of young people by bringing to account our own government and also implementing the vision, the vision that the president has called for, an empowered society and a growing economy. And you'll find this in our document, the Zimbabwe Agenda for Socio-Economic Transformation, the ZIMASE document. So we are saying, this is a day where we can sit with our president. We are not people to go to press conferences and be shouting at our own government. No, we've got an opportunity to meet with our leadership. We've got an opportunity to celebrate our leadership. And through that opportunity which is given to us, we can also articulate some of the challenges the people the young people of Zimbabwe are facing in a much more civilized manner, not to stand on top of a roof and, be doing megaphone diplomacy. That's not the way we operate.
Let's bring in Mr. Chinobudza. Briefly, what is your reaction to what Mr. Kasukwere is saying?
Our reaction is that there is more that could be done by the Youth League of ZANU-PF. The issue here is not about over-celebrating a man who has failed the people of this country. The issue here is not about lying to this man that they really want him to continue, because we know that at this point in time, ZANU-PF is disintegrating in each and every faction that came to take over power. So we will not be cowed into submission by a faction in ZANU-PF, the so-called G40, that wants to show its support to Robert Mugabe, when in fact we know that it is only positioning itself to take over power. Our main worry is that after people have marched, after people have shown their so-called support to Mugabe, is the situation of the young person on the ground going to improve? Is the situation of the young person who is failing to get a job going to improve? Are the people of Zimbabwe going to get a meal simply because the ZANU-PF Youth League has taken to the streets to celebrate the men who brought so much challenges in this country? All we are saying and all we are urging the people of ZANU-PF is basically that they do not have to force people to come to their marches. And secondly, whatever the sources of the income that is going to be used for this march, it better be used to the betterment of the people of Zimbabwe. And secondly, if the young people of ZANU-PF are really representing the young people of this country, I think they should take this opportunity to hammer to Robert Mugabe. But the people of this country are sick and tired of his leadership.
What Chinobudza is saying here is that, kindly tell the president that his time is up and, are you going to do that?
No, my friend. You see, look, Chinobudza is a confused young man. He's coming from a party with 7 different factions in itself, and he wants to come and call the ruling party of this country a factional party. We have one ZANU-PF, we have one president, and that is Comrade Arajim Kabe, and he is in charge as we speak today. If this young man commits a crime, if he kills someone today, if we are going to say we are going to hang him or whatever, the person who signed that is Arajim Kabe. He is the legitimate president of the country. So stop talking about factions in ZANU-PF. You need to concentrate on MDC, which has 7 different ones. First of all, fix your own house before you start talking about that. Let's deal with the issues here. Number one, the first issue is the president of this country is Arajim Kabe. Number two, the next election is only coming in 2018. Number three, independence in this country was brought by ZANU-PF through the leadership of President Arajim Kabe. His own education, Chinobudza, is because of the policies of ZANU-PF.
Mr. Chinobudza, you can hear that Mr. Kasukwere is saying that you should stop saying that Mr. Mugabe should go.
Let's not really get into who elected who and where. Because we know that for a fact that the 2018 election was a stolen election. We know that the 2018 election was not done in the proper manner. And the legitimacy of President Mugabe since then has remained, the legitimacy is not there. So we know for a fact that President Mugabe is president of this country, not because the people of Zimbabwe love him, but because of the shenanigans that were played in 2018. So we do not want to confuse things here. But nevertheless, Our main issue is that now that ZANU-PF is going to get an opportunity, ZANU-PF is going to get an opportunity to show to the world that they love their president so much. I think they should, this love should go further and be able to show that they love this man by also telling him the truth. President Mugabe over the years has let people around him tell him the truth.